The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, Friday's here. Let's get it, family.
Yeah, finally. Yeah.
Ooh,
so excited.
Oh, my goodness.
There's
some
so
excitement
ready.
In here.
The weekend is imminent.
It's going to be a great weekend ahead, actually. I've just got a good feeling about it.
Do you?
Yeah, weather looks good. Activities look good. Life looks good.
Okay.
I'm cautiously optimistic about the weekend.
Why?
I'm a little bit worried, though.
For what reason?
I said to Siobhan last night before I went to bed, I said, I think I'm getting sick. You know when you can just, like, you can feel it's coming?
Like, kind of in the back of your throat or your nose or something?
And now this morning, I'm all, like, nasally and my throat's real sore.
Oh, Stephen.
I am... What? You always get sick on the weekend as well. You never get sick Monday to Friday, can you? Like, it's
what a nightmare.
Anyway, hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll smash the vitamin C today.
Have a little nap.
Yeah, and a little nap, a bit of an orange juice or something like that. Hopefully, I'll be right
better.
As rain.
Yeah, you know fingers what? Crossed.
No team cuddles with you today.
Unfortunately not. Yeah. We'll have to try and do the...
Keep our distance.
Put that off till
we'll
next
fire
week.
Up the time machine to 2020 and we'll do 1.5 metres apart.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan.
Trip down memory lane.
Yeah, that's a treat for all of us, really, then, isn't it?
Yes.
Well... Stay away, Stephen.
I'll do my best.
It's going to be a great show, though. I can feel that for sure.
Damn! The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that Feel Good Friday feeling.
All right, so last night I finally got along to Spiegel Tent and watched Limbo.
Okay. How did you find it?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah?
I mean, I think it's one of the better Spiegel Tent shows that's been to Newcastle.
That's a big call.
Maybe the best.
Wow.
Maybe the best. What I will say is,
wasn't better than Blanc de Blanc.
Different shows. I really liked Blanc de Blanc as well. That was probably my other favourite.
Right, okay.
I want to say thank you to you, Stephen, though, because it seemed the clapping had returned.
Hey.
Oh, real?
Because you said on the night you went, no one was clapping.
Yeah, it was a rubbish crowd. It was really no good.
I think this...
It was embarrassing to be a part of.
No,
oh, that is sad. But, yeah, there was plenty of cheering. I mean, it could have been a little bit more, but,
ample amount.
Enough for a Thursday night and a three-quarter full Spiegel Tent.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
Highly recommended. If you haven't seen this show, go and get your tickets. You won't regret it.
Yeah. I'm still trying to convince Mum and Dad to go.
They haven't been?
Well, they're trying to get tickets. They just got, like, a few other things to pay for at the moment. But other than that, they're just like, yeah, we should definitely go. So I'm pushing them out the door, quite literally, going, come on, you're never going to see anything like this again.
I was on the fence about going because I've seen Spiegel Tent so many times. But it was so good. Highly recommended.
Oh, well, perfect for the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
I mean, the weekend is very, very close. For some, even, starting now. if you haven't seen it, go see it.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Oh, good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Morning. Fantastic.
Oh, you look great for your Friday. Oh. You look ready for the weekend.
Because it's Feel Good Friday. I'm feeling good.
She understands.
I love it. And also, you've had a bit of Monster Energy drink, I hear.
Yes, I'm feeling amazing.
Oh, welcome to the team. Let's get into our headlines, though. Two teenagers tormenting people in Jesmond, I believe.
Yes, so another youth crime story. We have two teenagers wreaking havoc in the Jesmond area. So a pair aged 18 and 19 are accused of riding their bikes while carrying a baseball bat and threatening members of the public.
What are they doing? Get out of my way! You know, just throwing the baseball bat up in the air, saying move, or...
I would imagine so. Like, some of the teenagers these days are a little bit intimidating.
They're a bit wild, aren't they?
Yeah, on their bikes with a baseball bat, I can imagine they could be a bit scary.
They don't fear authority. That's the problem.
That is it.
Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I reckon I was scared straight as a kid. You know? Like, I was worried about the repercussions of my actions.
Now
they're not worried at all.
No. They just think, put it on TikTok, it'll be a laugh. It's not, that's bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what's going on with the youth these days, but the 18-year-old was charged with a number of related offences. So that's not the only thing that they were charged with. and also break and enter offences and other incidents in Rankin Park in June last year and Warrabrook in January.
What happened to just, you know, sitting down and just playing, like, I don't know, Tony Hawk's American Skate Park or something on the PlayStation and just eating popcorn? Like, can't they just do that, not run around terrorising people?
It is the fault of parents to say, less screen time.
Yeah.
Go outside.
Yeah. Get them back on the iPads. It's healthier and better for everyone. Also, this switching gears a little bit, boomer food groups getting a bunch of government funding. What, how come all these boomers just keep getting more money?
The rich get richer, don't they?
Yeah, so the Boomer Food Group is based in Cessnock and they have unique vertical cube farm system. So I don't know if you've seen these, but those are like the indoor in-shed farming systems. They're vertical. They grow under all of these lights. So the technology cuts water use by 92%, land use by 52 times, and increases crop output by 10 times.
Is this like they do in the Netherlands, isn't it, where they just grow? It's basically in big greenhouses, but they like go straight up. They, you know, like a multi-story building, but greenhouses.
Wow.
Mm. You can grow, I don't know, a massive amount of food in the size, area the size of a postage stamp, basically.
I feel like this is definitely something that we should have more of if it sounds that good. This should be like a phenomenon.
Absolutely. I think it's really good that the government's funding something like this because hopefully that's going to cut the costs as well.
Yeah, well, that's it. If you don't need so much water and land, that's two big inputs of farming.
So how does it work? Because it doesn't matter how tall you build it, you still have the same amount of soil at the base, don't
you? No, because a lot of it's...
grow, like, climbing, you know, vines and stuff like that, or...
You don't even really need soil for a lot of this farming. You can do it hydroponically, so just...
Well, you reckon, you know, it's been... It's propaganda by the soil companies, is it?
Big soil. You don't need it. Big soil has been doing us in for
been
years.
Been lying to us for decades,
yeah,
you reckon?
You don't need soil. That's fake news, that is.
Well, they had me, mate. I've been swindled my whole life. $25, Bunnings and Katara, you know?
They can get stuffed, mate. Just get some...
Get them blood and bone or something.
Yeah, you don't need any, you don't need any of that. It's a big lie.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
Bear Grylls, one of the biggest household names in the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Adventurous, would we call him that?
Yeah. I feel like even if you're not a fan of the show or you,
you
don't watch it religiously, you know who Bear Grylls is.
Mm.
That being said, though, he is rarely in the spotlight beyond his TV appearances.
Correct. He's done a good job of keeping his personal life personal.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. He's very rarely in the tabloids. He's very rarely on social media. And like you said, part of that is probably a conscious effort to try and shelter his family and his home life from the media.
Fair enough.
I guess another part of it, though, is that he lives quite, beyond the TV screen, a boring life, for lack of a better word.
Doesn't he live on some island near Scotland or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, he lives a very undramatic life. He lives, like you said, on an island in the UK. He lives with his wife, Shara, who they celebrate 25 years married next year.
Mm-hmm.
And they raise their three boys together, and life just goes on away from the screens.
So they're no Kardashians. They're not, like, drama-filled and exploiting their lives on telly type of thing.
There's no drama, you know? They got married before all the fame and had kids before the fame, and it hasn't changed them, the fame.
Yeah,
they kind of just live their life the same.
Yep.
But we have had a rare insight into his personal life because he's posted a photo on social media of one of his cubs, one of his three boys, celebrating the 18th birthday of his middle son, Marmaduke.
Oh, wait, isn't that the name of a dog?
What kind of name is that?
Aside, the internet is going wild, mainly around how big Marmaduke is. Looks like he's about 6'5", 6'6".
Oh. Holy dooly.
Massive. Now, here's some of the comments that surround it, right? What have you been feeding him? 18 and already looks incredibly strong. Another person said, Bear Jr. is turning out to be the grizzly.
Oi.
Oi.
You know, another comment here in front of me. I think your son is the real bear here. Damn, he's so tall. He is massive. And only is he, like, tall. Sometimes at 18, people are tall, but they're a string bean.
Lanky.
They haven't filled out yet.
Yeah.
He is solid as a rock. He is a very, very strong young man.
I'm just looking at some pictures now. I think it might be the same one where it's him between Bear Grylls and his mum as well.
Yeah.
Mm. He looks bigger than both his mum and dad put together. Like, if you put them together side by side, they wouldn't be as sort of broad as he is.
So, apparently, Bear Grylls posted celebrating his 17th birthday, like, this time last year.
Yeah.
And said that he's 6'4", strong boy.
Okay.
But he's had an extra 12 months of growing. And between 17 and 18, you do a fair bit of growing. He must be 6'5", 6'6". He's huge. Insanity.
Is that NBA...
Oh, yeah.
Height potential?
Yeah.
Perfect height for that. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
He's, you know, playing a small forward or something like that. Yeah, great height.
And he could still grow as well at 18.
Like, thank God that he is so big and strong, though, because if he wasn't, imagine how much of a hard time he'd have at school.
Oh, yeah.
Your name's Marmaduke. And your dad drinks his own piss. You know what I mean? Like, that is every kid's nightmare at school.
If you open up the recipe book for bullying, that is page one, isn't it? Of recipes.
Yeah,
it's like the old flow chart. Does his dad drink his own piss?
Yes.
Bully him about it. That's the simple flow chart.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel
Good Friday.
Have you guys seen this footage of Arnold Schwarzenegger walking his pet pig like a dog?
No, where did you find this?
It's just like this floating around this morning.
Was he in California or something?
Yeah, probably. At home. Yeah. I think he's, because he got a pacemaker put in.
Oh.
So he's been doing like basic cardio to get himself back out and about.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this pet pig that he walks around. In the middle of California, like a dog. Hilarious.
Why do you have a pig? Why can't you just have like a normal golden retriever like everyone else?
Pigs are nice pets.
They are good. What? They're quick to toilet train and stuff. Really smart.
Yep.
Really affectionate as well. Yeah. I love petting a pig.
The only reason why you would have a pig is if you're going to eat it for bacon.
No. Did you never pet a pig at like the Easter show or something like that?
No, because I'm not weird.
No, we used to get like a sticker for it at the Royal Show when I was growing up.
Did ya?
Yeah.
I pat
a pig sticker, which you'd wear proudly all day as you went around and saw all the other pavilions and the other bits and bobs.
Pig sticker, don't worry about it.
Well, growing up in Perth, God, you had a weird upbringing, didn't you?
Pigs, like especially like piglets, are adorable.
They're a really good pet, so smart, right? Anyway, it's a big...
Little like teacup piglet. You never...
No.
Ari's completely off it.
No, mate, no.
There you go. Well,
I'd love the idea of having a pig one day.
I think you should.
I'm not sure you need to walk them though on a leash.
Yeah, do you need to walk them?
Yeah, you can, just normally. Yeah, my parents had one for ages.
Oh.
They used to walk it around. Apparently used to walk it around Sydney, right? And some people would just walk past like it was nothing, just not really seeing it maybe.
Uh-huh.
And others would, in my mum's words, walk into a lamppost. There you've got a pig on a string, basically. Well behaved, apparently. There you go. So, yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, big lover of pigs. It's a big, fat, spotty one, like white with black spots. Oh, very cute.
The things you see in America, guys.
Oh, absolutely. Question for you two.
Yeah.
Either of you ever been scolded for poor etiquette? Maybe like an older family member or something like that?
Oh, yeah, when I was growing up, of course.
Definitely.
What was the number one culprit that you were in trouble for? Mine was always hats inside, like hat at the dinner table.
Ooh.
Always got growled for that. No hats on in the mess, my granddad always used to say to me.
Always take your shoes off before coming inside probably would be the biggest one for me.
Elbows at the table, my grandma. Elbows off the table.
Elbows off the table is a big one. Maybe not for much longer, though, will you be scolded for that. Seems traditional table manners could be going the way of the dinosaur and becoming extinct.
Okay.
So 2,000 people aged between 12 and 27 have been surveyed in the UK, and 60% of people think traditional table manners, like you said, Cravo, elbows off the table, or maybe holding your knife and fork correctly, are going kaput.
Oh, thank God.
Wow.
All of that stuff is so boring, and for what reason?
Your elbows on the table is so comfortable.
Yeah, but like it's been drilled into your head for years. It's like, oh, you can't hold your fork like that.
I don't know how to use a knife and fork properly.
Oh.
I do the old switch hand. Like stab it with the fork with my right hand and then switch that over and hold it with my left and then cut with my right.
Oh, dear God.
And who cares? Like, why not?
It all ends up in your mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. As long as you're not, you know, eating it straight off the plate.
One that does wind me up a little bit is more than a third of people have admitted to using their phone at the table.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which, that is a pet peeve of mine, admittedly.
Have a chat. Yeah.
That's it, yeah, have a yarn. That should be, you know, catch-up time.
Yeah,
for sure. TV turned down, as they say in the castle.
Definitely turned down, I think
you're fine. Yeah, you know, distractions to a minimum. But this has prompted, all this survey results have prompted a 25-year-old etiquette coach, Liz Wise, to give a stern warning.
Oh, dear.
She said, this is a quote, "Sit up straight, don't fidget, and don't put elbows on the table." You're 25. You're too young to be talking like this, aren't you?
And how fun does she sound to be around? What a nightmare. Very.
Would have been a big nerd at school, you could imagine.
Never invited to parties because you're always telling people,
Miss, do you remember the homework? Do you remember the homework you sent us yesterday?
We're almost got out of it. She almost forgot. Oh, Liz, not again.
Oh, no fun at all. She said that the main aim of polishing up your manners is to not look greedy, ferocious, or over-casual, which might be offensive to hosts.
Yeah.
If you get offended by it, I don't want to have dinner at your place anyway.
Agreed.
It's, I guess, moral of this story.
I don't like Liz. Sounds terrible.
Nerd.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Ooh. Oh, this is my favourite part to the week, guys. We tell all of our wonderful listeners what's going on this weekend. So I've got a few things listed here, something for everyone, I think. Let's start off with one of the first things that we love talking about on this show. It's food. So tonight at the station in Newcastle, the Friday Night Feast Bar is on. This includes a heap of different food trucks like your dumplings, your burgers, all that jazz.
Oh, that's cool.
A bar and a beer garden, also with some live music to help kind of create a little bit of a vibe for you as well. This is exciting. Okay, the next thing.
I think I might go to that.
Yeah,
sounds like Prees, doesn't it?
Yeah,
the station. There. You're close to town, but close to King Street. Yeah,
Customs House, all that jazz.
Yeah, that sounds like Prees.
Good plan.
Perfect. Another thing that I know that our newsreader Jackie is going to is the Fashion Thrift Society. This is heading to our region for the very first time. This includes vintage and pre-loved clothing, along with local brands showcasing their apparel. This is on at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre in Broadmeadow. This is tomorrow and Sunday. Also, for the adults, you've got Spiegeltans. We've all been to it. Limbo the Return. It's fantastic. It is still running right through the weekend at Newcastle's Civic Park, though switching it up a little bit for the kiddies. The Mega Creatures event is still on at the Hunter Valley Gardens, where the family get to interact with the dinosaurs and insects all weekend. Well, also, this is the most exciting. The Hunter Valley Steam Fest has also rolled into town. This is
You're
on,
a big fan of this, aren't
I
you?
I certainly am. It's a staple for all Hunter residents. It's
Love
on.
No thanks.
Both days as well, Saturday and Sunday. It includes an assembly of steam trains, markets, and entertainment. Of course, you can find the lists everywhere. It's on our website, what's on guides, it's all over the internet.
That's it, simple as that.
Don't forget as well that our men in the A-League are playing against Brisbane Roar tomorrow evening, and then tomorrow night we have our elimination final for the ladies in the W-League.
Yes, we do.
Against Western United, so tune in.
Yeah.
Paramount's where you watch it. Tune in. Or go to, I don't know.
Go to the
game.
Yeah, well, it's in Melbourne.
Yeah,
so.
Buy a ticket.
Yeah, it's all right.
If you can't afford a ticket, there's a couple like pubs that are showing it as well around our region. So, yeah, go support the girls.
Of course, as you said, full list online.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday. I don't know about
you, but I feel good. So here's a little treat for this morning. When I drove into the Sandgate bunker here, I pull up to the car park. There's a little bottle brush tree there that I parked right close to.
Yeah.
And right there, just looking at me, inches from my car, was a possum. Just sitting there, and it was just like, good morning. I was like, oh, what a great way to start your Feel Good Friday.
One of the Novos is here. Yeah. Morning,
Grievo. Morning. It just sat there looking at me with its funny little face. They got those funny eyes, don't they?
They're so cute.
They're so beady.
Well, no, they're kind
of. Yes, they are.
They're sort of marble. They're like two little marbles just sitting in there.
I don't really
like
possums that much, to
what?
Be honest.
Are you joking?
They always make noise on the roof and.
Hang I love on. Possums. They're so cute.
Let me get this straight, Stephen.
Yeah.
You like pigs, but you're not a fan of possums. You're not Australian. You're not Australian. What's wrong?
What country do you reckon Stephen is?
Don't know. But he's just done Australian and I don't like it.
It is different over Perth.
Have you
that.
Run into the Sandgate Bunnies? Yeah, in the car park? We get
not
rabbits
yet.
Here a fair bit as
yeah.
well.
That's
another
okay.
treat.
When they hippity hop across the car park, it's
cute.
Just so, it is pretty cute. We've got a little menagerie back here. In fact, you know what? If we put a little fence around it, instant zoo.
Oh, there you go.
We could be making some money.
Yeah.
Business
you know what? I'm rubbing off on you and I like it.
We just want to talk about, I guess, your inconsiderate housemate or a person you share a house with. Because I feel like, you know, sharing a house with an unorganized, opportunistic person
yes.
is a rite of passage in this world.
Certainly is.
Whether you've done the share house, you know, and you've got a sloppy roommate, or maybe you've got like a chaotic kid who's
yeah.
in the house as well.
Yeah.
Living with someone who is just a little bit disorganized is just a part of life. At the moment, Siobhan's cousin, Angus, is the chaotic one in our household.
Right.
And just like, just in his own kind of world, you know, like nicks me basketball sometimes, nicks me food. Anytime I think it's bad though, I always think of this story that Chibi told us earlier this week about an old housemate of his. Chibi, can you fill us in on these details?
Oh, look, I'll make it very clear. It's not my current housemates. I love my current housemates. But I used to live with a bloke who was incredibly inconsiderate. He was using another housemate of mine's soap, and not as in, like, body wash, as in cake of soap.
Oh, the bars.
Yeah,
it was rubbing up against your body, then rubbing up against the housemate's body. Yes. It's a no from me.
Yeah, she caught him in it because she's like, there's a hair on the soap. Something awful.
That is one of the worst things ever to happen, isn't it? I mean, just terrible.
It's disgusting. And this is what we want. 4967-4105. If it sends shivers down our spine, more chance you got to win a $100 fuel card. You're just going to tell us, what is the thing that the person you've lived with, your housemate, family member, whatever, is using or borrowing? Because they're always borrowing it. They always intend to give it back eventually.
Mm-hmm. It is one of the most annoying things in life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Whether it's like food, maybe it's, you know, hygiene product, like in Chippy's case, or something. A big value, which they've just decided is theirs now. 4967-4105. You can trade your stories for $100 worth of free fuel.
Also, it can just be as simple as, and I'll give you another example. I'm living at home with my parents at the moment. Love my dad to bits, but whenever I buy lollies, packet of lollies, steals them, never replaces them. So it could be just as small as a munchie eater in your house.
There we go.
Now, Crevo, as the most experienced in the team, ancient, you would have had a fair share of run-ins with housemates over your journey.
The one that comes to mind straight away when we talk about this was I lived with this guy who, whenever we had, like, I'd buy ice cream, and we always had a rule, you can eat anyone's food, it's fine, just replace it or buy the next one.
Okay.
Right, okay.
That was the basic rule. Pretty relaxed. Everyone was pretty chill, except this guy. He'd eat his way through the ice cream, but just leave the equivalent of, like, one spoonful in the bottom of the tub.
So he doesn't have to buy it or replace it.
Because he hadn't finished it, he didn't have to replace.
Oh. Well, this is like the water jug. Every house has got the water jug in the fridge.
Yeah.
And I would die of dehydration before drinking that last little bit, because then you've got to fill it up.
The last centimetre is never getting drunk. On Instagram, at @thenovos_, Amy has said, we had a guy who would drink a pot of tea and then dump all the tea leaves in the sink.
Oh!
Put them in the bin.
The bin is right there. That is very frustrating.
Going to clog up the sink.
This is the sort of thing that we're after.
If you've got an example, like we said, 4967-4105, $100 fuel cards up for grabs. We will go to the phones.
Yep. And speaking of, let's go to Stacey in Maitland. Good morning, Stacey. What story have you got for us?
Happened to a friend of mine.
Sure.
Who found her housemate using the communal cheese grater to grate the
calluses
of his feet.
Yeah. Oh. What? So he's used the cheese grater on his feet
like a pumice stone.
That's correct.
Oh my god! Could you imagine if they didn't wash it?
How quick!
She'd actually been already living with him for quite a while, so I'm not quite sure how long he's been doing that for.
That is disgusting. And obviously you've kept the cheese grater and, you know, just went straight, hot swapped it. hot swapped it onto the parmesan, but still, it wouldn't leave a nice flavour, would it?
No.
I think I would not throw out anything quicker in my life.
Could you imagine having like a bowl?
Burn it.
Yeah, a bowl of pasta one night and you just, they didn't wash it and you're like grating the cheese on top. You get like skin flakes.
Oh,
like,
people just have no regard for the people I share a house with.
It's one of the worst things I've ever heard. I think if that happened in my place, I'd be getting one of those like radiation suits that Homer Simpson wears and like get the big tongs and pick up that cheese grater. That thing is not coming near me. That is truly disgusting.
105.3 UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Let's get into our game for this morning. This is Lowest Deluxe. We give you three items. You have to list it for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. Lowest Deluxe. Simple as, if you do that right, you get a prize.
You certainly do. How about this? Two tickets to the Progressive Dinner on Saturday. To the for 150 years of Wall's End welcome drink. There's a main meal and a dessert, all at different locations around.
Three course.
That's it. Three course dinner. I mean, it doesn't actually get any fancier.
Lardy da, you got some fancy music for us? Oh, we already got a bed. Go.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Let's jump into this.
Let's stop mucking about.
All right, let's meet our contestant for this morning. Who have we got there, Stephen?
We'll head to Colette. Morning, Matt. How's things?
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Got much planned for your weekend?
Not a lot planned at all.
Yeah, let's try and change that. Let's try and get you this Progressive dinner tomorrow night. So, you are playing Lowest Deluxe. What Ari's going to do is give you three items, list them from the least to the most expensive. Best of luck, mate. Yep.
All right. Here we go, Matt. Your first item for this morning is the Scrabble board game from Big W in Jesmond. Your next item is going to be the Vans brand VR3 Cush slides from Platypus Shoes at Charlestown. And then, of course, your third item is a four-pack of white canvas clothes hangers from Howard's Storage World. So just a quick recap there for you, Matt. The Scrabble board game, a pair of Vans brand slides from Platypus Shoes, yeah. And then the four-pack of clothes hangers. So.
Oh, this one is really hard.
I know.
You're giggling about Matt over there.
All right. Okay. Do you want to start with your cheapest first, Matt? What do you think would be the cheapest?
Let's try the board game.
The Vans or the clothes hangers?
When was the last time you bought clothes hangers?
Never.
Never. Oh, that doesn't help you here,
Never.
Does it?
No.
Oh, and hang on, did you say they were padded?
They're canvas. They're not padded. Oh. So they're not as fancy as what you may think.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
All right, let's go then. We go them the board game and then the shoes.
God, I hope I haven't swayed the witness.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with this game.
Okay. The clothes hangers. Okay. Let's reveal the price.
Okay.
First of all.
Here we go. The four pack from Howard Storage World is going to set you back $19. So a little bit pricey, but not too bad.
For four clothes hangers.
Four, yeah.
$5 a clothes hanger is outrageous, isn't
yeah.
it?
Matt is going, thank God I haven't bought any. They're
yeah,
so
that's
expensive.
Right.
You're not wrong.
All right, then your Scrabble board game. This is a new version from Big W. $26.
Oh, I'm feeling
my
confident
God.
Here.
Yeah. Hang on.
Don't get those chickens yet. I haven't heard a single egg hatch, Matt.
Yeah, so everything to play for here. The tickets are on the line. You just need the van slides from Platypus Shoes to be more than $26.
Matt,
Matt is on the edge of his seat here.
Well, Vans are famously quite expensive brand, so I'm going to say $80. You've gone and done it!
Yeah. 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 Well done. Yeah. Congratulations.
I know. I made it hard for you, though, Matt. Sorry about that.
Listen to her giggle. Does she sound sorry to you, Matt? that giggle and clapping?
Well, we'll see you tomorrow night for the progressive dinner. Another local winner. How good.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
And I feel like Newcastle are winners in general with this little bit of news. Tower Cinemas. They last had their movies play there in 2018. Yep. It was a big news story when it all, like, closed, basically. Doors closed.
Devastation across Newcastle.
That's right. Because so many people have memories there going to the movies. And
right just, in the heart of town, too.
That's the thing. No other cinema right in the heart of town.
Mm.
Well, apparently, a new cinema group has stepped in, and they're going to be opening Tower Cinemas again very soon.
Really? So someone's gone and bought it.
That's it. So they've said the latest would be early next year, but they're hoping to do it sooner. So obviously, I'm guessing they're doing some revamps and stuff because it's a little bit, you know.
So it hadn't been sold since 2018.
Well, that's
just been sitting there vacant, had
it? That's it.
That's such a shame.
Yeah.
So exactly right. People are like, oh, they're going to just put a tower block up or something, you know, some
more apartments.
As they do. But apparently, new cinema group in there, which is just brilliant news. Everyone is so excited.
Wouldn't it be really nice, too, if they did actually work really hard and get things done before, like the Christmas break, like the big holiday section? That'd be great.
They would be aiming for it. You know, they've got people in there measuring new curtains and stuff as we speak, I reckon.
Get it sorted.
Hurry up, is what I'll say. Newcastle wants it back.
Damn!
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
So stars are aligning a little bit in Newcastle. You just spoke about Tower Cinemas and how that seems to be coming back.
Yep.
And we spoke earlier in the week about how Cambo needs, you know, some. It's back on for sale.
Oh my God! Please, someone needs buy. To come
to save it. Well, I've seen that Dunny. Andrew Dunn, his lease for the Lass is coming to an end.
No.
So, you reckon he'll move?
Well, they've got new owners and they've decided they're going to run it themselves. So they've said to him, you know what, you know, at the end of your lease, we're not going to renew it. So he won't be running the Lass anymore. Now, he has the Oak at Tyers Hill, which is his venue. So he's still looking after that. But maybe he could take all his energy from the Lass and put it into the Cambo. Because he's done such a good job revitalising the Lass.
Yeah.
It's become a bit of like a hot spot for, you know, a bit of a boogie on the weekends, some good food as well. The Mexican restaurant's in there now. It's all kind of like happening.
Think of all the things he could do with the Cambo, though. This is exciting. I hope he's listening.
Anyway.
Better be.
We just...
Come on.
Dunny, save Newcastle again. Please.
Yeah. Masamadre was on the chopping block. Now it's not. Come on. Save the Cambo. Let's hunt down Newcastle's most evil laugh.
Okay.
This is just a bit of fun. All you got to do is call up on 4967-4105 and give us your best evil laugh. The best evil laugh today. We've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs if you've got a great evil laugh.
Worth it. It's so worth it.
Do you want to give us an example? Set the scene, Cremo?
Sure. So just imagine, right, it's a dark and stormy night. And then, you know, you just hear this.
Oh, I don't like that.
That is quite evil, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is.
That's all right, creepy.
Ari, have you got an evil laugh that you can demonstrate here?
I do this every time I steal food from my kitchen. I sound like the Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz. Hang on.
It's pretty evil. But also, it sounds like slightly that you're eating the food at the same time. Like, yum, 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 yum.
You are correct. Stephen?
All right, well, how's this for pretty evil?
All right.
Ooh,
you know, you sound like the Dracula puppet or something.
Count Dracula. The count.
Yeah, that is
one. Two.
Always counting something absurd too, like hammers or something like that. All right, well, this is the sort of thing we're after. If you've got a very evil laugh or just can do one.
Show us up.
I was just trying new things.
Yeah, and you did
well.
It was
a safe space.
This is a safe space. 4967-4105. You can win $100 worth of free petrol.
And our respect.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's start in Charlestown. Robbie, give us your most evil laugh.
That's scary.
That's pretty evil.
I am genuinely terrified.
Don't
right
go
now.
To Robbie's house on Halloween.
Sometimes you question, how do people get so good at this?
Like,
in what scenario in your life have you been practicing this?
Yeah, that's
wild. Maybe you're just born with it. I don't know.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
It could be.
Who knows? All
right. Okay, next. All right, let's go to Josh and Elmore Vale. Come on, Josh. What have you got for us?
Oh, my God.
That's so good.
All of us are genuinely terrified at the moment. Can you do it one more time?
Oh,
no. I reckon it was more evil the second time.
So do I.
Growing in evil nature.
Getting better and better.
Well done, Josh.
Thoughts and feelings about giving Josh $100 worth of free feel right now?
You have to. Let's do it.
Otherwise, I think I'm going to be, you know, killed tonight. That was genuine. Well done, Josh. Feel's all yours.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Simple as that.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel good Friday.
Currently doing the school run. Fret not. Last day. How good is it? We are so close to school holidays.
Oh, kids will be cheering.
Well, that's it. You've only got to get through a couple more classes and then bosh, 2 weeks off.
Isn't it just me, though? Like, school holidays seem to come up so quickly every single time. It was never like that when we were in school.
Well, this has actually been a long term.
Has it?
Yeah.
Longer than average because of Easter or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, 11-week term.
So the kids will be ready for, and you know, today at school, all of the class, there'll be so many videos in class.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Last day of term, the teachers is like checked out already.
Well, my partner works like in a school, and apparently they're going to go see Kung Fu Panda 4 today.
That is sick.
That is not a school day, is it?
No.
That's just going to the movies.
Yeah.
What they've done, which is clever as well, is front loaded the year.
Yeah.
Because you've done an 11-week term, this one. Means later down the track, you get a 9-week term.
Oh, best
You'll
deal.
You'll be looking forward to that, won't you?
Classic teachers, though. They got all these holidays.
Isn't
it?
Oh,
here you go. It's so easy for them. That's what I always think, anyway.
I have a bit of a social dilemma that I kind of need some advice with. So, coming up tomorrow night, so I've been invited by one of my friends. She's rather a new friend, actually. She's one of my neighbours. Name's Kerry. She's the one who's the DJ I explained last week that I got up and had a boogie with her on stage the other week, right?
King Street. Yeah
King
DJ
Street.
King Street.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Anyway, so she's got a work function coming up for her other job and whatnot. That's at Harrigan's Irish Pub there in Cameron Park. So literally, she's my neighbour, so we have to walk up the road.
So close. Yeah, so convenient.
So perfect. She's like, look, I've got a plus one to this little work event. Do you want to come with me? And I said, oh, absolutely, let's go. The only thing is, though, look, I love to socialise like the next person, right? Like, obviously, I'm a bit of an extrovert. But the thing is, though, I don't know anyone else going. I only know Kerry. I don't know anyone else. So my situation in this kind of dilemma is, I find it really awkward going to things and not knowing another person there. So I feel like I'm always standing there really awkwardly, not knowing how to join a conversation because everyone's talking about their own work or their own lives. Everyone else knows each other and you're just sticking out like the bad potato.
The problem is often with work functions, because those people are work friends and not friend friends, the only common ground you've got is work. Yeah, so they talk, how bad's our boss?
Yeah, the photocopier, such a nightmare, it never works.
All these kind of work in joke / conversation topics.
Right, yeah.
Which you can't insert yourself into because you're not part of that workplace.
Yeah.
If you just go to a party or something like that, if you're blowing to a group of friends, they're just talking about random stuff that's going on in the world and bits and bobs, you can join in those conversations.
Yeah, it's so much easier.
Harder at a work function.
Yeah, and especially when it's like one of those sit-down dinners, I'm pretty sure it is.
So you'll be next to, you know, Daryl Randoms. From accounts.
Yeah.
Who you've got nothing in common with.
No.
You know, he's there with his pocket protector and calculator. And, you know, why have you brought that to a, you know, a fun night?
Yeah.
He's got nothing to talk to him about.
And look, because we work in media as well, right? Our job can be quite eclectic sometimes. When somebody goes, oh, what do you do for a living, Ari? I'm like, oh, I talk on the radio and you know, do bits and bobs and go to events and stuff. And they'd be like, yeah, cool. So, can't relate to you at all. So I don't feel like I'm very relatable. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is my social dilemma. So I don't know how best to approach tomorrow night in terms of trying to socialise.
So you're wanting to, is it the socialising part or are you wanting to get out of it? What's your thoughts here?
Look, if it's not a good time, I want to kind of smoke bomb it. I want to kind of make a quick and swift exit.
Interesting.
So either that or know how to start conversations with people who might be in, like, I don't know, banking or something.
Well, the first one is Harrigan's is an Irish pub.
Yeah.
You can just do the Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
Which is where you just leave without saying goodbye to anyone.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
would be fitting in an Irish pub to do an Irish goodbye.
Okay.
I think that's quite good. All the right. other, I think the key, if you're wanting to leave the situation,
yeah.
then go for a bit, get the free food,
yeah.
and the free drink. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And then you've got to come up with an excuse that is both, I guess, believable,
mm.
but also is people won't question it. So they'll just go, okay.
Gotta go home and feed the dog?
No, you know what? A good one along those lines
yeah.
is you gotta feed an exotic pet.
Exotic pet?
Yeah, because that way they won't know the feeding habits of said animal.
Right.
And also they won't question it any further. My suggestion is I've gotta go feed my boa constrictor. Because then they'll be
What's
like...
that?
It's a big snake.
Big snake, yeah.
Oh.
Snake. Because then they'll be like, they won't know how often snakes eat.
Yeah.
And also, they won't question it any further because most people are scared of snakes.
Yeah.
They don't want a crazy snake lady coming after them. That's my top suggestion. I'd say, gotta go, gotta feed my boa constrictor.
Okay.
I like using weather-based exit strategies.
Like, yeah.
So right. you could be doing a rain dance, hoping for a bit of rain tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, at any point in the night, you can just exclaim in an act of surprise, oh, my God, I've left the washing on the line. Got to go get that off the line.
Okay.
Yeah, no one can argue against that.
Or
that's a good one.
If it's too hot, if it ends up being a belter, which it looks like it's going to be, sunny weather, left the ice cream out.
Oh, that's a good one.
Chuck that back in the fridge. No one wants to see your ice cream melt.
Yeah.
Of course, everyone will be like, of course, go right now.
Yeah.
Do you want me to drive you? We're going to police escort.
There you go. There you go. Free ride home as well. I think that's
perfect.
The best one. Go with the ice cream one. Done. Yeah. Sorted.
New FM.
De Novo's. De Novo's.
Horse news. Isn't it? What? And it's rare that we get to bring out horse news because horses have been the main source of transport for about 120 years.
Yeah, about that.
So that was probably the last time they did horse news. But it's time for a second, for a revival, if you will. First story, you might have seen this floating around, is a horse decided to go for a stroll along the railway station at Warwick Farm in Sydney. Now, CCTV footage captured the horse going for a very casual stroll. It was just like, wonder what's around here. Oh, railway station.
Wasn't it right next to the tracks there as well? Like, it was walking up just above the tracks, so it could have fallen in.
No, it was behind the yellow line. It was fine, actually, so not a problem. I'm also thinking maybe the horse was there to see what form of transport did replace it back in the day.
Well, I was going to say, do you think there's any resentment there?
Oh, absolutely.
Foul play, if you will.
Horses see cars all the time and go, they shake their, like, hoofs at it. Oh, damn it, this car taking my job. You know what? That's what we should be doing to AI. Watch out for AI. We'll take our jobs. Horses have seen this before.
Oh, no. Okay.
Story number two in horse news is in Sydney again, around the North Ryde area, where somebody saw a person riding a horse delivering Uber Eats.
Oh, I saw a photo of this.
They've got the little Uber Eats, like, backpack thing on.
Yeah.
And then they're...
Esky bag.
And they've got the, like, jacket, as the high visibility jacket as well. And there they are on a horse just walking through a busy street in Sydney, like down the footpath, delivering somebody's Maccas or whatever.
I'm pretty sure this is the same one that was, like, on a video. So someone, the rider on the horse, took a video of them going through the drive-thru at Maccas as well. And
really?
Ordering. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Because it does say no bicycles, but I've never seen a sign that says no horses.
Well, you just wouldn't think anybody would be gay enough.
How would you feel if your Uber Eats was delivered by a horse?
I would absolutely love it, but I would only request that one rider.
Yeah, well, you are a big horse person, aren't you, Aaron?
100%.
Stephen, you're not a fan.
Nah, horses stink. They are stinky. My problem with it, though, more so than the stench factor, is I get upset enough when my Uber Eats is delivered by a bicycle. I'm watching it on the maps. I'm like, oh, hurry up. You better be leaning forward.
Yeah,
like, if you're sitting upright on that seat, you're not going quick enough.
My Kung Pao chicken needs to be here faster.
I'm just worried the horse wouldn't be quick enough.
And there concludes horse news.
Running segment?
Maybe again in 120 years. We'll see.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday. Friday. I don't know about you,
but I feel good. So my future eventual in-laws just got back from America yesterday. So they were on like this big 5-week trip around the States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic once-in-a-lifetime trip. But I tell you what, the state that they are currently in right now from the jet lag being up like 36 plus hours and stuff, you should have seen the state of them yesterday. Oh my God. It makes me not want to go on an overseas trip ever because I'm never going to be able to recover from it.
It makes me always pity the celebrities who get papped after they've made their way to Australia from like the UK or America.
Not fair.
I mean, they'd be on private and they'd be flying direct. But even so, you've been on a plane for, I don't know, 12, 14, 20 hours, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And as soon as you land, there's just people there trying to take a photo of you.
And try and catch you in your most, I guess,
disheveled state.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Plus, they're always in pajamas. I mean, put some proper clothes on. Mm. If you're going in first class, which they probably are.
Nah, comfort first.
You reckon?
I'm happy with the pajamas on a flight.
Pajamas look?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I'm okay with that too.
Oh,
but
nah,
the thing is, like with jet lag, it's what really scares me the most. Because they have to like...
Ari, you are scared by the most ridiculous things. And that is not a reason.
One day to recover.
Yeah,
no,
and then you're all good.
No, yeah. No. Because you have to, like, reschedule
your sleeping.
You say that, but, like, Grevo's the one who's travelled the most out of us all, who's experienced the most jet lag. I think he probably knows what he's talking about.
One day is a bit weird. Day two is, like, you're still slightly weird. Day three is back to normal.
That's all right. I'm never going to America, so it's fine.
Huh? That's a fun view to have.
Your choice, I suppose. Now, I like to claim myself as a Nova Castrian. An honorary one anyway.
Yeah, right. You deserve that, I say.
I'm coming up to my second year in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I've noticed something that I find quite odd. It's a weird obsession Newcastle has with chicken schnitzels. The old chicken schnitty.
Yeah, we love it here.
I love a schnitzel. What have you got against them?
I've got nothing particularly against schnitzels. Like, I've been around the country, I've been around the world as well, very lucky to have travelled as much as I have.
Yeah.
I've never found a place which loves the schnitty as much as Newey.
Like, what do you mean?
When I first came to Newcastle, right, I first moved into the Merriweather share house.
Yep.
And one of my housemates was giving me a tour of the area, you know, to the right there, that's the Prince, you know, that's our local pub, you'll enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And over here on the left, that's the Junction shopping centre.
Yep.
And you got Coles in there, you know, there's a Doughheads in there. Oh, Harry Schnitzel's in there. You've got to go there. You've got to go to Harry's.
Yeah,
absolute institution.
Have to.
Another schnitzel, please, Harry. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a schnitty sandwich, isn't it?
What are you talking about? Harry Schnitzel is an iconic roll, don't you think?
It is.
I enjoy a schnitty sandwich. I do. Mm-hmm. But is it a food worth basing a restaurant around? And not only that, but franchising?
Absolutely. They have their own, like, one-of-a-kind schnitzels in there. Then you get so many flavours you can put there with it.
Schnitty and a bit of lettuce. Some mayo in there.
I don't know how you cook chicken over Perth. But, have you even... Has it even been invented over there?
Oh, that'll do. Because the other one as well is...
It's not as good as a schnitzel.
I've seen knocking around is schnitz.
Yeah.
That's another one that's knocking around. I feel like a schnitty sandwich is a cuisine you offer in conjunction with other food.
No,
it's not the centrepiece of your restaurant, your fast food establishment.
Why would it not be?
Because it's just not that great. It's not that special. I don't get it. Like, why do you need so many...
I'm turning you down.
Why do you need so many schnitty restaurants?
Because it's one of the great foods on earth, and you'll wash your mouth out with soap if you talk any more smack about it, if you will.
well.
All right. Well, clearly I'm a man on an island. I thought I'd get a little bit of support from you guys and be like, oh, yeah, that is weird. But
no, it's not. I think just over Perth, you have like a more boring ways of eating chicken.
Look, if you've ever been around the Warners Bay Esplanade as well, Mr. Schnitzel, on a Saturday, a Friday, a Sunday, whatever it is, that place has the line around the corner, wrapping around the streets. People love it.
I love how it's Mr. Schnitzel as well.
Mr. Schnitzel.
Not just Mr. Schnitzel.
No, you got to do the voice with
exactly.
I didn't realise it was such a touchy subject in Newey. I apologise.
The more schnitzel restaurants, the better. That's what I say. We should be second to Austria.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
It's just going to be a cracker. Get out there and enjoy our amazing city all weekend. That's my top tip.
It's all right. It's allowed to rain during the week, isn't it? As long as on the weekend.
That's all I care about.
I've told you, they need to invent this thing where it just rains overnight.
Well, they do have cloud seeding in other countries, but very expensive. Where you send up the jets and they make it rain a certain time.
I just say suck it up and just get on with the day. That's
what Well, enjoy this weekend. That's what we're focused on. First day at school, holidays as well.
Yes.
A lot of kids are going to be very excited.
Yeah. And school holidays comes with a bit of extra cost as well. Mm. You know, like vacation care and all the bits and fun activities that come with a school holiday. Sure. So if you want to earn yourself some extra money, New FM's Trivia Temptation plays right throughout the day. $100 per question. Ooh. You get one wrong, though, you lose it all.
That's right. Do you want to be a gambler? That is up to you.
Your first chance comes with Chippy for your work day. And then, of course, Joel's got you for your 100% live and local drive home.
That's right. Hey, this is big, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big announcement coming for Monday.
Yeah?
Yeah, the promo manager's just run in here. Give us a little shoot.
This
piece of paper is hot. It is fresh off the press.
Yes.
It's hot to the touch. And if you want to, this is a fresh bit of news. From Monday, we are giving away exclusive invites to New FM's boat party on board Cruiser Nightclub.
Yes, DJ Topic, I think, as well, is going to be playing.
Oh, my God. This is going to be amazing. Drinks on arrival from Peter Drayton's Wines. It's going to be setting sail on the 27th of April.
Three levels as well.
That's a lot.
That's so many stages you could roll onto, Ari.
Trust me, I'll be on all of them all
Ari
night.
Ari is a big dancer of stages.
I'll be expecting a lot of listeners to come and do a dance-off with me.
You're
invited.
The challenge has been thrown down. If you've often wondered, Ari's been talking a big dance game, what's it like? This is your chance to see her live in action. But also, Cruiser Nightclub. It's going to be amazing. So, like we said, from Monday, the passes are being given away all day. So you can't be listening to any other radio station.
Nor should you.
No, that's right. It's an absolute no to any other one. Have a great weekend, everyone. We are done for now.
We'll see you Monday.
See you then.
Good. Bye.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.